We can do it.
No.
Yeah.
Screw that. Play Under the Bridge, and then we'll play it again. Here's the
play
live version.
Song. Play a different song.
We could play a different song.
Okay, you could play banjo on Darling Underdog.
We got
Underdog.
It on the
Darling
Underdog.
Big computer, Tom. We can.
And then what else?
What another one's from their record? Max Stress, Baby Doll.
What's one that you sing?
I sing Baby Doe. I sing Mexican Wrestler. I sing.
Do that?
Yeah.
If you like it.
Should we go in the booth?
Sure.
No, this is ready.
We're doing
okay.
Drive home under the bridge.
Yeah, I know. So we could give them. Do you have a CD? Would you ever play another song?
If you have a CD,
the next room.
You know what? I have one on my iPod.
Yeah, plug it in. That'd be great.
Let me see. I'm not sure it's the final mix.
I don't have any.
We'll do Shaky Hands. We'll cue up Shaky Hands.
Okay, let's see.
And then we'll
sing
Under the Bridge and Darling Underdog.
Can't we pipe them in here? We have to listen to another program. That's them.
A little bit. I'm not the greatest with iPod, but I have to admit.
So all you'd have to do, you want to figure out how loud it is, though?
Yeah, play less loud, yeah. So if you could make it louder.
So first we'll do Under the Bridge.
Yeah.
Or, no, why don't we do Darling Underdog first?
Darling Underdog.
And then we'll finish with Under the Bridge.
So
heck yeah.
Play into those mics and sing into the other.
Sounds great.
That's what people do on the radio, right?
Yeah, so we're going to do two songs live,
I did that
right?
once before.
Are we going to do two songs live?
Do whatever you want.
Okay.
We'll do a song, and then we'll do a song, and then we'll...
Do two songs apiece. right? Because Shaking Hands is one of mine, and then you do one of yours?
Well, I think we're going to play that on your iPod.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Started off with that?
Yeah, we'll play that, and then I'll come on and...
Come on and see, yeah, and then we'll play a song, then we'll chit-chat.
Yeah.
And we'll play another song, and then we'll say, see you at the show. It's going to be fantastic. Make sure you drink a lot of booze before you get there, so you won't have to pay all the money for... I mean... Boston.
Boston.
And are you going, you have a show
tomorrow
too?
Tomorrow no. We have one day off. We've done six shows in a row.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's very cool, but also, like, I have this, you know, this friend Mike Watt, you know, from the Minutemen.
I know Mike.
Yeah, and he's doing, like, 51 shows in 52 days.
Yep.
It's like...
He's a glutton.
He's obsessed.
He's a glutton for punishment.
He is.
Always has been.
That's nutty.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
With a band or himself?
A little band.
Sounds so good.
Are any of these plugged in that we could hear what we sound like?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you should probably have the headphones.
Should we turn off the phone part of my...
It's playing right now.
Oh, okay.
Bridge. Chorus. Fade out.
So you guys can talk about the record, like the making of the record, the live, all that.
I love this song. Excellent.
We haven't done it yet on turn. I don't know what, but well, it's true because I have it's
you?
Yeah, and sometimes, I mean, I've had them for a while, and people are like, are you nervous? And sometimes, and then someone accused me one time on stage, like, you should stop drinking on stage.
Are we winding down? Oh, no.
Oh, not on the song, not yet.
How many more shows?
Just a couple weeks for this one, then we're going to do the Midwest afterwards.
And the album is like going to be released on CD for Record Store Day?
Yeah.
Cool. And other than, well, I know you did the song on A Year in the Wilderness. Have you done stuff together before that?
Yeah, he sang on my last record.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
California Years?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the end?
Yes. We're part of the barter system, Jill and I.
It works.
I just heard a little recorded chuckle from Jill Sobule winding down that song.
I think someone should probably push pause on,
or
the,
you can take it
on
off.
The iPod.
Just take it off.
Thank you both so hugely for coming in today.
You're welcome.
Sure.
That's John.
Yeah, the one with the lower voice is me.
And Jill.
This is me.
You guys are in town to play tonight at Club Helsinki, 8 p.m. show. It's going to be fantastic. And you stopped over here, which we're very thrilled about because we're just a very young radio station.
We can hear the hammering.
Can you hear me?
No? Not yet. Why don't you talk into this one?
I hear you now.
You hear me now?
I hear you now.
Okay.
People, do you hear them now? Yell really loud.
Hello. How long have you been open? Open.
We opened our doors on February 26th, and we're all a bunch of crazy people who just got into this because we could. And this guy right here in the studio with us, Tom Rowe, is, you know, he and a couple other people just single, almost, you know, quadra-handily put this station together for the past several years.
Tom, did you ever say, come on, guys, let's put on a show?
I think I've said that 4,000 times in my life so far.
Excellent.
Anyway, we're so happy to have you here. And you're going to be playing some songs. And you have a new album that you guys have made together. And you're on the road supporting the album, A Day of the Past.
Yes.
And it's available on your website, Jill.
So far, yes. Is it on iTunes or just on my site now?
No, it's just on my site and hers.
Yes, JillSopiel.com and...
The John Doe, with two E's.
The John Doe. And, okay, well, would you like to just start by playing a song?
Let's just start by playing a song. Green into blue, black into white, me into you, like ultraviolet light. Feed me the songs, forgive me, I was wrong. Darling underdog, disappearing in the fog. Traffic lights forever changing, red to greenish blue. Paper eyes, your secret side, underground with you, underground with you. Lunar disco ball, gospel delta light, down the lazy hall, kissing you goodnight. Gone from lover's lane to lover's leap in pain. When I thought I could fly, you became the sky. Traffic lights forever changing, red to greenish blue. Paper eyes, your secret sign, underground with you. Underground with you, underground with you. Mm-hmm.
I know of that song from your solo album, A Year in the Wilderness. Mm-hmm. And did you re-record it for A Day of the Past?
We did.
And I love that song, by the way. I always have.
Yeah, it is just so beautiful.
Thanks. Well, we thought it was fitting with what we were doing because we had, you know, Jill sang on it on my record. And we had a different instrumentation. Don was played bass. Don was of the production team.
The was not was, and
and now he does American Idol.
and now we heard that he's one of the producers of American Idol.
We so have to give him shit.
Hey, no S words. Hey, now this is like really your.
It
seems like a pretend radio station, but it's a real radio station. It seems as though this is just a set.
You know, actually. And,
no,
you know,
not yet.
We do things like we put, you know, we have this little handy system and we've got songs in there. And Tom does things like he'll load in like Youth Against Fascism by Sonic Youth. And I'll be like, oh, I love that song. And it's like just full of words that we shouldn't be playing on the air.
And you do?
We just forget because we're very enthusiastic. Just like maybe you are.
I didn't mean to say the S word.
We're sorry, MC.
Really?
Let me just briefly, for you know, the community out there, you know, Jill, you've been making records since 1990, I believe, is when you came out. And John, you've been in music since the late 70s and making solo albums since 1990, and you're a founder of Band X, which is, you know, a beloved punk band to many.
In some circles, yes.
I know that everyone I've run into for the past several days, all I do is say that John Doe and Joel Sobule are coming to the studio, and there's a lot of warm feeling for the Band X.
Well, we're going to warm it up at the club, I hope.
Yay.
And, you know, Jill and I have done stuff off and on for a long time together. And usually we just end up at a festival, or we shared a booking agent for a while, and so we would do some stuff together. We play at a place in L.A. called the Largo.
Oh, okay.
And and sometimes I would have to play after Jill, which was a drag, because Jill is the most adorable, charming performer in the world. And, you know, the audience is just loving her to death, and then she walks off, and you're sitting there going, hi. Hi, I'm not her who you were just loving to death. So I figured this would be a good way.
But the opposite happens where I'm playing and they're like, you know, play white girl.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a bunch of mooks that are going like,
no.
Dude, what's up? I want to buy. I bought you a beer in 1982. Do you remember that? It's like, no.
So.
Yeah, what? I have a story.
We're going to get a puppy.
We're going to get a puppy.
And then it's good. What? What were you going to say?
I'm trying to remember what song that was that I had.
I don't know. You
on
just dragged You dragged Don Was and.
Teaching him a song.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which I already knew.
Sweetheart.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Which I think I already knew, and I was trying to pretend like I didn't know it. And
it was my series of teaching people who are actually really great guitar players how to play a G chord. You know?
Could do.
Now, Jill, you know, so my sense about you guys making this record together is that, you know, you must have been a big fan of John's material, and you thought, really, this guy's pretty good, but what he needs to do is sing with a woman.
Yeah.
That's just what's missing from his sound.
Exactly.
I was thinking that I wouldn't have to open or play after Jill. If I didn't have to play after Jill, we could just play together. Things would be good, you know. I think it was all part of the you know, DIY that we've been involved in, like, since I started, for sure. And you know, Jill's last record was fan funded, and she came up with this idea because of a producer engineer that we have both worked with. Was part owner in a really big studio, I mean, big in size, and you know, very good equipment and everything, so we could have an audience in the studio room with us as we're playing. So, you know, you could come at the very beginning for a certain amount and watch us set up and watch the engineers working the board and how they're miking the instruments and some, you know, of the kind of recording geeks or community would come and watch that, because they'd be able to see people doing, you know, stuff that they might learn from. And then if you wanted to come and see us just run through the arrangements as we're, you know, getting the stuff ready to record, you could do that, or then you could just come for the performance. Then we just kind of ran it all down in one day, and then we changed a couple things, added a few things afterwards.
You record, it's a day of the pass, because you recorded the whole album in a day.
Right, yeah. And the name of the studio was The Pass,
yeah.
Right.
Well, I did sort of wonder if you could sort of say what you guys see in each other's because you're a really interesting mix. I mean, John, I hear a lot of country in what you do. And Jill, you know, I think of you as like the post-feminist Randy Newman.
Whoa, I like that one.
So, but I just wondered what particularly you two see in each other as musicians.
Mutual admiration. Well, so I knew of X and was a big fan, and I one of my first tours was opening up for Acoustic X. And they were so nice, and I was so at first intimidated, and then they made me feel so at home and so good. And then I was completely impressed and taken by John's solo work, which is, you know, he's got the bad arse of the X thing, and then he's got this beautiful singer-songwriter thing on his own record.
I just wanted to work with Jill because she has a lot of blow and
yeah.
weed. She's like heavy into blow and weed and stuff like that.
Yeah,
she won't know it. She'll know that it's a joke.
No, but she's a wonder because she knows there's a new hit by Kesha called Blow, and she's going to start putting these things together and asking me questions.
That's a good thing. Those questions you will have to answer regardless. Regardless.
You know,
exactly.
I don't like to diss any artist. I don't get the Kesha thing.
She's just, you know what? Now this might be a sore subject, but can we talk about Katy Perry? Because I sat down and I played your I Kissed a Girl back to back with the Katy Perry I Kissed a Girl. And they were so different. And it was so sad to me.
You know what?
And then it's end times. No, then what did she turn around and do? It was like California Girls.
Yeah.
It's like the next one is going to be Smoke on the Water. And then the next one after that's going to be Hey Jude. But it'll be a completely different song, you know? It's like because you can't copyright a title.
It was so cunning the way they did that. Let's take the exact idea and the title and then make sure that you can't sue them.
Here's the best thing about it is her an A&R person was mine. Oh, ouch.
Let's play another song.
Okay, so Jill, why don't you introduce this, cause since this is your...
Well, you know, it's been a rough couple years for people, and a lot of artists I know especially don't have insurance and, you know, the music industry, but this applies to everyone. But I was picturing a lot of our friends are people that look kind of like hip and look like they maybe have some money, and they really don't. And I pictured us under the bridge like hobos making, what is it,
Mulligan stew.
And
around a burn barrel, but everybody's got like nice glasses. And they're still wearing.
They bought glasses in the 90s.
Yeah.
You know, it's like instead of like they all look like they're at a Yola Tango concert underneath the bridge.
Hipsters underneath the bridge.
Got the message, yeah, close and shop. And in 2 weeks you'll be out of a job. So take the pencils and the paper clips. This will be your only parting gift. Singing under the bridge, we'll all be waiting.
Under the bridge, we'll sing a song. Under the bridge, we'll light the fire. Under the bridge, come on.
Come on. Then you got the notice. Gotta leave your home. Down by the highway. At least you're not alone. I know I'm by the river. No one will buy this song. Down by the highway. At least you're not alone, sing it.
Under the bridge, we're all together. Under the bridge, we'll understand. Under the bridge, we'll pool our money. Under the bridge, come on.
Gather round the barrel, we'll drink the freshest wine. You might think your store is sad, but let me tell you mine.
Let me tell you mine, under the bridge.
You find us waiting under the bridge. We'll start a fan
under the bridge. We'll light the fire
under the bridge. Come on, come on.
Under the bridge, we're all together. Under the bridge, we'll understand. Under the bridge, we'll pool our money. Under the bridge, come on. Happy days are here again. The sky is bright and clear again. Let's sing a song of cheer again. Under the bridge.
Under the bridge.
Under the bridge.
That sounded so great. And you know, I had my headphones on for a while, and it sounds really great in the headphones, but then I took them off, and it sounds so good in this room. And people, go to this show because you guys are going to sound so good in that room.
Yes, and there's and it's entertaining.
Yeah. The length of the show depends on the jokes.
Yeah. And sometimes they
it's
work.
Like 2 hours.
Sometimes they don't. But
yeah,
it
really
doesn't matter.
That's part of the thing with entertainment and creativity.
It's really fun.
We are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Hudson Catskill Acre. Hello. We have John Doe and Jill Sobule here in the WGXC studios with us. Thank you for being here. This is so exciting for the whole county. Both counties.
Whoa.
Are you in a tri-county area?
We're in a dual county area.
I just want to say something. I'm so grateful for community and radio. And if it wasn't for places like this, I don't know where I'd go.
We're fighting the tide.
Where would you go?
Yeah, we're going
to poor homeless.
I'd be under the bridge.
Well,
yes.
Yeah, we'll do that in the post-production studio up there.
Can you just read WDXC 90.7 FM Acre?
Catskill.
You can say Catskill.
Hudson.
Too. Yes, you can say this.
There's one right here, too.
You got it.
Where do you see? Oh, you want to start? John.
Hi, this is John Doe.
Oh, hi, this is Jill Sobule.
And you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Listener supported hands on radio for Greene and Columbia counties. Chaka!
And no Keisha.
Are these all the communities around here? Hawcutt? Acre? Caro?
You know what? That's a pronunciation guide. Because if you saw those town names written, like you might want to pronounce it Caro or Cairo.
Oh.
On the bottom, on the right.
I couldn't even pronounce that with Valish, Valacia?
Valacia.
That sounds so dirty. Could I just say that
John,
sounds like a combination Valacia. Of a couple of things that I don't think you could say on the radio.
I think you could, actually. They're not on that FCC list. Because
it's too smart.
The way that it's spelled is V-A-L-A-T-I-E. So you just don't
know.
Valid,
no, because then you'd be run out of town on a rail.
I almost didn't make it tonight because I was having troubles with my Valacia.
It's part of your lower back, I think.
Maybe you need to write a Valacia monologue.
Oh!
No!
Are you guys willing to, can you stay for like a few hours? Because
no.
Having you here.
No.
You can come back tomorrow.
Yeah.
And just.
Okay. Yeah. I think I just want to do a weekly show.
Me too. I want to be a DJ.
Actually, what you should do is call up Tommy Stinson, because I hear that he lives near here from the Replacements.
I happen to know which bar he hangs out in, so we can head over there. Okay. If you guys
are thirsty. No, he actually stopped by the sound check and said.
Is he going to play with you?
No. Oh. We aren't that versatile.
You can start that rumor, though.
Yeah, sure.
You can do a Guns N' Roses cover.
No. I don't think we could. I think that's against our religion.
It is.
Yeah, that was against mine. But
we're going to do their version of Lay Lady Lay. Was that, no, what was their, they, terrible cover.
They did that Rolling Stones song. They did Sympathy.
Live and Let Die, Live and Let Die.
That too.
With the Davy Jones dance.
It was. People don't realize that Axl Rose is actually doing the Davy Jones of the Monkees dance. Yeah. Check it out.
Oh,
look on YouTube.
Same thing.
Thank you for making the connection.
Yep. We're not just here to entertain.
You're here to make cultural
facts.
That's right. We're here to teach.
Are you guys, like, can you play another song, or do you want to talk more? Because you've got, I was kind of into the Alex Chilton cover that you do on your album. And,
yeah, we could do that. Do you have your little guitar?
Yeah.
Oh, and the other thing is we're supposed to give away a pair of tickets. And,
yes.
And I guess if you want a pair of tickets, you ought to call the radio station. And
shouldn't we get a question?
Yeah. Let's get a Kesha question.
No, what's Jill Sobule's middle name?
What's Jill Sobule's middle name? The number at the radio station is 518-828-0290. And the question is, what is Jill Sobule's middle name? I assume that you have an internet connection wherever you are. We would like to give away a pair of free tickets to see this fantastic.
And it's not Felicia. I've got to stop this. I'm sorry. I get stuck on one thing.
I can't wait until we get back in the car, because then it's just going to be Felicia this and Felicia that. And... what the hell are you talking about? Yeah.
But then it won't matter, really.
Snooze. Be a snooze fest.
So, were you part of any kind of Alex Chilton tribute thing? Or you,
yeah, when he passed away at South by Southwest last year, it was like this mad scramble. And I know John Auer and Ken Stringfellow, who have done Big Star, you know, terrific versions of Big Star when they were playing live with Alex Chilton and Jody Stevens. And they just called me, and I had done the song, I Kissed a Girl, off and on, because it's just easy to figure out, and I can't figure out any of the rest of their songs, and I liked it as well.
Did he say Kissed a Girl?
Oh, I mean, I'm in love with a girl.
Oh,
I'm in love with a girl. No.
Yeah.
So it's, and you know, Big Star is so influential and stuff, so they called me up, and I did that. And it was soon after. I mean, we recorded this record in, like, May of last year. And now it's just coming
out. I'm glad you decided to do this.
Yeah. All right, here we go. I'm in love with a girl, finest girl in the world. I didn't know I could feel this way. Think about her all the time, always on my mind. I didn't know this could happen to me. All that a man can do, it's true. Oh, all that a man can do is true. Oh, I'm in love with a girl.
Take it, Jill.
Girl, finest girl in the world. I didn't know about love. Oh, thank you.
We got a foot stop.
It's really kind of them to stop hammering while we're talking and the drilling, the hammering.
Can I ask a couple more questions? Do you have time?
Yeah, sure.
You know, well, first of all, I love that you do that high Alex voice. You just have that voice, that kind of high.
I can get there sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes it sounds a little bit more like alfalfa. And he goes, like that.
It was such a, you know, interesting thing.
Actually, it's a key lower than what he did it in.
Is it?
Yes. So it's like. I'm in love with a girl. Or whatever that chord is.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. And then, never mind. Maybe when I was, you know,
I have a question.
30 or something, I could have.
What? When it's my solo section, is it just the two chords, or does it go?
It goes all the way around the changes.
Okay, so I did it.
See, yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure I didn't make any mistakes.
And that's something that people may not know is that this is, you know, Jill Sobule. Part of the show is, you know, her flying out over the audience as she shreds.
Nice.
Oh yeah.
It's a small little travel guitar. It's called a Vagabond Travel Guitar. And just to let you know, the guy who makes it, a matter of fact, is coming tonight, Kevin Smith, and he made a signature model for me.
Whoa.
It's so just nice. Coming out.
So it sounds like a full-grown guitar, but it's just kind of small.
Well, it sounds really good when you plug it in. It sounds full-grown.
Really?
Right now it sounds a little, you know, it's a little, yeah, yeah. I like it.
Well, you know, John, I really did sort of want to ask about, because having been a fan, as I said, of A Year in the Wilderness, which I think was 2007,
mm-hmm.
and you sang with three different singers on that album. You had mm-hmm. Kathleen Edwards, you had Amy Mann, and you had Jill.
Mm-hmm.
And just because, you know, the amazing you and Exene vocal thing that you guys did. And I just wondered why...
Why all the women?
With
what's with the women?
What you do, and whether there's something about your voice, or if it's just the way you hear things, or
partly is the way I hear things, and also the songs were romantic songs, you know, about being in love or not, and not being able to act on it, or having it fulfilled. You know, especially with like Golden State, that seemed to, you know, the back and forth, and it's meant to be a little bit humorous, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're the hole in my head, and it's like, what am I doing with this?
My neck.
Yeah. So I think I grew up, or you know, learned to sing by singing with Exene. Learned to sing better or differently, you know. I have a certain kind of voice that is not all that. Characteristic. It's not like a, you know, Billie Holiday had a really or Macy Gray or Bob Dylan, you know.
I disagree.
But it's not like a. It's not like a. Like a. It doesn't have a thing. Whatever. But anyway, I like. I also like. Yeah, it isn't a Tom Waits voice. It isn't like a. It doesn't
it's
have.
Not a super like identifiably
right.
Like idiosyncratic.
That's the word.
Yeah.
That's why you're on that side, and I'm, yeah, you got it.
No.
Anyway, but I just like it. I like collaborating with people, and like I said, the songs seem to fit it. And normally, I'm working on a new record now, and I'll have people that guest on the record, people that I worked with, or you know, particularly like and have access to. So no, Kesha.
That duet is incredible. That Kesha duet.
Yeah. Where we do Time Is On My Side. Anyway, Jill is singing on this newest record, and Patty Griffin is sang a couple songs, which was really awesome. And I don't know who else. Greg Lease, the incredible pedal steel player, he's playing on it. And Don Was played bass on a few songs.
If I
I can, and I'm not going to bang too hard on this X thing, but, you know, I was trying to think about another punk era band where it was really a man and a woman singer, totally,
no,
like, egalitarian,
right,
out front at the same time, totally,
right,
equal balance.
Yeah, no, we were kind of, we'd had that. And, you know, Billy Zoom pretty much brought rockabilly licks and rockabilly style of playing to punk rock. So, we, you know, and DJ was always smart in finding different ways of playing the same sort of rhythm, because he would stay, well, I mean, you know, fast tempo kind of stuff. And but he would find unique ways, because he was a big fan of Captain Beefheart, and he did some symphonic stuff. He's also an incredible vibes player. You should try to get some of his jazz stuff. The Bone Break Syncopators is one, and he has another record, the Don Bone Break Trio, which has a great title. It's called The Other Outside. That's such a great title. I think it was one of his daughter's friends said. No, the Other Outside. It's like, wow, what a.
My Jill question is that, you know, you have this like belting voice, and you can sort of sing raw, and it's interesting because it wasn't something I thought of you. I didn't associate so much with you until I started to listen to the stuff that you've been doing with John. But you can, you've almost got like a blues thing that you can do.
Well, yeah. Enough of this Lilith Fair. S word. No, I'm kidding. No, that's why I think what's great for me to be working with John on this record is that sometimes when you're just a solo artist, you tend sometimes to go to the same things. You sit down to write songs and you get bored of yourself, and then it brings, when you're collaborating, which I don't collaborate that much, it brings new things to you. And you know.
Well, it made me imagine you like sitting around like belting it out to like Etta James records or something, just like getting like a blues voice.
Well, when I was a kid, really, I was not so much, you know, a little folky gal. I wish I could have had the vocal cords of a Tina Turner, but, you know, it didn't turn out that way. But I do what I can.
Well, you, and Shaky Hands, which we led into our segment tonight with, has that especially, I thought.
Yes, and a true story.
True story.
Tell that story really quickly.
True story.
Well, I've had, since my 20s, I've had shaky hands, and sometimes it's worse when I have a caffeine or I haven't eaten or, you know, but, and it gets, sometimes as you get a little older, it gets more pronounced. But so once in a while, you know, people are like, are you nervous? And I'm not nervous. And then one time I was playing and someone accused me of, you know, yeah, and I forget lyrics. I have always forgotten lyrics. You know, I'm into playing a line. I forget, and they're going, you know what? It's not fair to the audience that you come drunk. You know, and I've been drunk once in my life.
I thought it was a doctor that after.
Oh, that was an email I got from someone. Then I had a doctor because I thought, oh, I should have someone check out my, you know,
my shakes,
because just to say. And so I went to, I had one of those MRIs.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess he didn't see any, you know, everything was good. And he shut the door and he goes, how much are you drinking? And I'm like, and I automatically felt like, well, no, I mean, I got drunk in seventh grade at David Miller's bar mitzvah. And he goes, no, really, how much are you drinking? It was so horrible.
I don't drink, but it's the 12 packs of cigarettes a day that you do.
I can't. It's the meth lab next door. Oh, yeah.
Well, I think we have to release you from this.
Yes.
We can't keep you here forever, can you? Because you do have to go play your show tonight at Club Helsinki in Hudson, John Doe and Jill Sobule.
Come on down.
It's going to be, I really say this passionately, they sound so good, and I know.
And Jill shreds on the electric guitar.
She
sets it on fire. And then she prays to the heathen gods of Jimi Hendrix.
And... John has one of those Spider-Man things from the ceiling that he floats above the crowd.
And it gets stuck every night. And
I hear that can be dangerous. Though.
No.
You've already gone through 8 drummers?
No.
So Bono is helping out then with the... Yeah, okay.
Oh, Lord.
No, never mind.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Let's not get into that. We'll say things we're sorry for.
Well, what else can I say?
Did anyone answer the question?
The phone has been ringing off the hook.
Off the hook, but you guys haven't been answering it.
but our secretary out front has been picking it up.
Well.
You know, just in case, you know, the phone number is 828-0292, and we are giving away a pair of tickets to go see John Doe and Joel Sobule, and if, you know, and we'd rather give them to somebody besides me, so, because that's not really fair.
No.
Yeah, so please, somebody out there, call in. And we'll give you a pair of tickets.
And my initial, it begins with an S. My middle name.
Oh.
You know, that leaves a lot of room.
Okay.
It leaves a lot of, there's a lot
could be,
of room.
Could be one of those FCC words. No.
Thank you again. You guys are terrific.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Have a great time on the rest of your tour. And a great show tonight.
Will do. See you later.
Thank you.
Yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay.
We did it.
We did it.
Did
that was
too long.
No.
So much.
We have nothing to do until 8 o'clock.
So Jill, yeah. I think you got a couple phone calls.
I know, that was fine.
While that was gone. And John, I think we're supposed to ask you. There's a record store.
Oh, I heard.
Right over there called John Doe Books and Records.
You know, someone sent me a picture of that. A few years ago.
Is it still open right now?
It is.
If you really want to like slay somebody,
I'll go over and say hi. Sure.
Did that.
Sure.